This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity.
I believe it to be sanity anyway, on the real side, here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, okay, look, our hearts and prayers, obviously, go out to those people in Germany and what's going on there today. And you know, you can play the political game if you want. Some already are playing the political game. But, you know, you really, can we hold off a little bit? I mean, I'll do that soon enough, but apparently we have 10 dead, 10 people injured. And I guess it was at a mall. They said it was one of the largest malls in the area, which is kind of interesting, because when we think of malls and what they think of malls, I think of two different things. The mall apparently was two stories. Not that I care about the mall, but I just think it's kind of funny. Two stories, a bunch of stores, obviously, in the place. Plenty of shoppers. Let me see. What's this? This is coming up with a different number now. It says kills at least 9 and 21 are injured in the shooting spree at that Munich shopping mall. Now, an 18-year-old man with apparently dual German and Iranian citizenship, he opened fire at the McDonald's restaurant and a crowded shopping mall in Munich on, I guess it's Friday there, killing at least 9 people and injuring 21 others before turning the gun on himself. Yeah, I can't pronounce. What do they get these names? How don't they translate them to English? Hubertus Andrea told reporters the gunman's motive was fully unclear and that there was no immediate claim of responsibility by any terror group. There never is. I think they wait for the numbers. Authorities initially said that they were searching for 3 attackers, but Andre said 2 people who fled the scene in a car were determined not to be involved. On the injured victims, the police chief said that said 3 were in critical condition, 13 were still hospitalized. And children and teenagers were among the victims. Now, the shooter's body was found in a side street more than a half a mile from the... Yeah, I am not even... We'll just call it the Olympia Mall. How's that? The chief said that he had been living in Munich for a while, later saying that he had been a resident for at least 2 years. The attack led to the major police operation in Germany's third largest city responding to witnesses. Now, I had heard earlier that there were attacks going on or incidents going on all over Germany. I don't know if they decided that those were all hoaxes. I don't know what they've come out with that. But my understanding last I heard that there were little things going on all around the country. Now, Munich's transit system was shut down for hours before it was reopened on Saturday. Local police asked people to avoid public places. There were warnings going across everywhere. The U.S. consulate and the U.S. State Department issued a shelter in place. I guess if you're in the shower, stay there. If you're on the toilet, don't move. And so stay home all day. Highways, highways were shut down. All kinds of places were shut down. With public transportation halted at the height of Friday evening, right? I mean, they had, this is scary. Munich residents opened their homes to people seeking shelter using Twitter and hashtag, a Twitter hashtag called Open Door. Yes, I mean, do I, gun? No, I don't have any guns. No, come on in. I mean, seriously.
Well, just a bunch of
all right, oh, just wonderful people. I want to see how many we find dead tomorrow. I know, terrible. The attack took place on the 50th anniversary of the attacks in Norway by far-right extremist Anders Behring, who killed 77 people in a gun and bomb attack. Now, God, you know, it's just amazing to me that, now, some people say this guy isn't a terrorist. He was just teed off that the Germans were letting so many refugees in. I mean, sincerely, you get to the point where you get so frustrated, so aggravated, that these guys have got to be going on their mind. Look, they need work, too. Right? They've got these rape gangs going through Germany. Nobody wants to admit to it, but it's all over their news, you know, when you ferret it out, so to speak. It's all over their news, or the news. Again, you've got these rape groups going around in their cities. They're ripping, refugees are ripping their cities apart. They didn't have this kind of trouble. Everybody's so afraid to tie it together. But they didn't have this kind of trouble before the refugees got in there. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's what do you do when you get sick? When you've been eating food, you've changed your diet, and I'm not just saying to lose weight. I mean, you change your diet because now you're eating a lot more Chinese food than you used to. You start getting pains in your joints and your back. You go, must be that Italian food I was eating. Right? No. You go, well, I just had a diet change. Let me take out some of the stuff I'm eating, see what happens. But when you got 1.1 million refugees in there, whether it was a refugee who shut off the place or not, you're going to have people that are irritated because look what's happening to their train systems. Look at the mess these people. I do not understand this, by the way. They go from the hell holes that they come from. They come over here, not here, but there, in Germany. There were pictures of some of the train stations in other areas. Even in Italy, the Italians, who can put up with just about anything, they're getting frustrated, too. They want to throw them out of certain places. Because they take up residence outside of train stations in open lots in other areas. And they've got garbage all over the place. Can't even put it in the dumpsters. Maybe Xander Gibb can join me down when he joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up on the website, though, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There are a gazillion and three things you can do up there on the website. I want to bring him on quickly so he doesn't, I treat him so badly during the breaks. I'm surprised he's still there when we come back. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to give me a whole different perspective on reality, although he can't this week because, Xander, what's the temperature where you're at?
Oh, it's 95.
You poor thing.
I'm melting like a snow cone in Phoenix. Yeah.
What do we hit today? 113? 115. We had 115. You wouldn't be even a resemblance of a snowflake. It would have been the vapor would have been in the air. You would have been all over the universe by now.
Yeah. Note to self, don't move to the west.
Yeah, but we have these Move to the desert. You'll be much better off, right? Because it's a dry heat. I don't know what makes it different.
I don't think it makes a difference. But you know, a few years ago, I was in the Middle East doing some work as a designer, and they make men be kind of like fully covered even in the summer. And every 5 minutes I was having to go and get a cold shower, and I was dry within 3 minutes.
Wow.
That's how kind of like arid the heat was. And I just couldn't stand it. You know, you can't be out for very long in that kind of heat.
Yeah, my wife loves Florida in that area. And the thing I always remembered about Florida was you could take a shower, you could clean up and everything on. You could step out of the shower, dry yourself off with a towel on, and still be soaking wet. I never really understood all of that. I was like, God, really? Is this a design flaw? Did we do this? What happened here?
No idea.
Well, what?
Can't explain it.
You're not a lot of help. Anyhow. All right, so let's talk about last night, because I know your favorite character was on the stage last night.
What happened last night, Joe?
You didn't hear? Seriously?
No.
You didn't? Oh, wow. Gee. What's her name? Hillary was about ready to pick her, choose her pick for VP.
Well, she did call me, and I said I didn't want to run on a docket that was doomed to failure. So she's got this other guy now.
Yeah, right. Kane. I guess he's middle of the road, kind of. What I thought was really interesting, though, the big wide tent picked another old white person. I just kind of so confused.
Yeah, I would have had a bit more respect for her. Not that you can respect Hillary, of course, but, you know, if she'd picked, what's her name? Widow Twanky from the tribe of the Western Nation.
Oh, yeah, she flies a lot.
Elizabeth
Warren.
Sitting.
I like. There you go.
Bull.
Chief lies a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. What other name could you give her, right? So anyhow, you know, no. It's just. I guess it was a good choice for her. I'm not following them. I don't think I personally don't believe she has a chance. But what do you think about Trump's? You know, I've been on a couple shows today. They're all asking me the same question. I got to ask you. What do you think about Trump's speech? Anything? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I kind of, surprisingly, I actually felt, it was pretty good what I saw. And I think that, you know, all these weeks of me calling him and shouting China down the phone and saying get a little bit more presidential has really kind of, you know, rubbed off, because he really was a lot more presidential last night. I mean, is he my first choice? Definitely not.
No, he's not, but he's the last.
Even my second
choice. He's the last date in the book, and he knows it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But here's the deal. Do you want her? Nobody wants her. I mean,
even Bill doesn't want her. Let's face it.
Send your emails to Xander@XanderGive.com.
Yeah, send it to IDon'tGiveACrap.com. Sorry, can I say that word?
You can. You can. You just can't say the other one. But you know what I didn't like last night, and I know I'm a glutton, I'm a moron sometimes. But I'll tell you what I didn't like last night: by pushing him or forcing him, or somebody got in on him to stay on that teleprompter, it kind of took that whole. You know, I like the little fighting spirit he has. I like that little when he clenches his fist and kind of, you know, scrunches his mouth and says, you know, those guys are this or that. It took all that away, don't you think?
It did, but I kind of think it was necessary. He
really?
Needs to be a little bit range, because otherwise he kind of goes off on tangents, and I think he says things he really kind of shouldn't.
You
that
think?
He was a much more likable Donald last night.
I guess he was. Let me. You know, I'm going to throw some of the questions as people threw at me, because I didn't even know how to answer these. What do you think about having his kids up there talk about him? And was that just, I won't say over the top, but does anybody really care?
No, but I think they were pretty eloquent. I mean, you know, at least one of them I want to take out to dinner, and I'm not going to tell you which one.
Yeah, same one my wife wants to, right?
Yeah, Ivanka.
Donald Trump Jr. was up there, and he was speaking, and she kept looking over my shoulder. And she goes, he is an attractive young man, you know? If I had met him first, I might be in a different place today.
There you go, Tommy. Next time you're in New York, you, me, and Donald Trump Jr. It's a dinner date.
You know, well articulated, well spoken. If those
not
guys
enough about me. What about Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh. You know what really, I really find it interesting that they talk about these elitists, they talk about the Trumps, you know, they're privileged people, they have money. Did they forget about the Rockefellers, right? I mean, who are the, they're Democrats, that's right. And they got more money than the U.S. Mint, those people. We go down the list of Democrats the Kennedys, I mean, my God, their tentacles, their stench is still all over the legislation houses across the country. So I don't know. That's selective recall, I think, is what I would call that. Wouldn't you?
Isn't that kind of, you know, part of the American way? If you work hard and if you do well, you know, yeah, you're entitled to be rich and stinking rich. And I don't think people should feel bad about that. Why should they?
No. How about people who've really, truly, honestly, you know, brought themselves up from nothing? I'm not talking about the guys whose daddies had millions and millions of dollars, but I'm talking about the guys who literally had nothing, were working out of their garages, and then became multimillionaires. You got to look at those guys and go, okay, that's a true American dream. That only happened because they're here in the U.S. of A. And I would, you know what? They can have as much money as they want. I
totally agree with you. And the only people that have an issue with her are those that don't have as much money as they want.
Yeah, but you don't.
You know?
What about Hillary Clinton, though? I mean, here's a woman who's talking about people with money like they're bad. She's talking about, you know, hedge fund people and all this. I'm thinking to myself, you fit in every one of these categories. You must be talking to the extremely mentally challenged. And we got to go for a break.
Yeah.
Ha ha. We'll be right back. I'm Joe Mastrangelo. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back. I'll make a note about the extremely mentally challenged.
I think you're being very unfair to Hillary, Joe, because she was dirt poor when she left the White House.
I was just talking to somebody about that today. They were saying, Lisa. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Isn't that just like a WOP brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Oh, I like the horns in that song. She's a Brick House. I think that's what it's called, right? Yeah, you go. Love that stuff. But I think they couldn't make that song today. Too sexist. Mom, what are you going to make songs about? You're in love with The Rock? I mean, seriously. I don't know. You can't. You'd have to watch your pronouns, right? I mean, and I don't think there's anything that really. Well, how loving can you be? Me and Z got together. And the Zyva, you know, remember that whole thing that was really dumb? Anyway, let me bring him on before I explode. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time he spends with me. Xander has his own show called X-Rad. Frequently has producer Tammy on. Me, he can't seem to find my phone number. How you doing, Xander? Glad you're on.
I am wonderful, thank you. Yeah, we have Tammy on the show pretty regularly. Well, my show is Current Affairs, you know, Joe, so that's why I don't have you on. Sorry.
Oh. I'm sorry. Where,
Bazinga!
Yeah. You ever watch that Star Trek thing where what's her name, 7 of 9, sends a electronic pulse back down the keyboard into the person on the other end?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be touching the phone.
Ow! Gosh! Joe, don't do that!
Oh, God. No, really, you know that song Brick House, right? She's a brick house, and I was thinking, there's so many songs in movies today that the PC police would not allow to go out over the air or anything like that, right? I mean, my God.
There is, but I think we've got to stop subscribing to political correctness, because look where it's got us, ISIS.
Yeah, no kidding, right? And not just, it's bad. People think... again, it was, who was the other fellow running for office? He's so he's so exciting. I can't remember his name. Gary Johnson. You know, if I had a name like Gary Johnson, I'd change it. Seriously, I mean. So anyway, he's the other one too. He says the threat of ISIS is overblown. He said that the media and the hardcore right wing. Have made it a big deal, and if we don't make it a big deal, then some of these large corporations don't make the money on, you know, on supplying the military. I'm going, really? Don't get me started.
I consider myself to be a libertarian, but that's far too libertarian. Even I'm reaching for the sick bucket, you know. I stubbed my toe. Oh, it's because of the big corporation.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they're really... They really get whacked on this stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just agreeing with you for a change.
Wow. Wow. Quick, will you go buy a lottery ticket quick before the show ends? Changes
yeah, I got one earlier, so you're on the list. Don't
okay,
worry.
So last night, again, I'm not going to let you get away that easy. Last night, the speech by Donald Trump, did you get anything out of it? Is there anything in there you went, okay, that was just a bunch of crap? Because, you know, the fact checkers are going to be beating that up to no end, but they're going to lie too.
Well, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Tommy on my show earlier about the fact that the version that was on MSNBC, they kept flagging up subtitles saying, wrong, not true, incorrect, you know, under this fact checker banner. But, you know, they didn't say what their sources were about what he was saying was wrong or why it was wrong. You know, here's the thing. It's Donald and Hillary. Let's get over the rest of it and let's move on. Let's move on to the election because it's just got so darn ridiculous, even with Republicans. You know, either get behind Donald Republican. That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Donald Trump.
The Freudian thing.
Or go vote for Hillary.
Yeah.
It was very Freudian.
You like that?
Get behind Donald Republican or vote for Hillary Benghazi.
Oh, God. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. I like to refer to her by her real name, which is Killary Clinton. I mean, with all the people that have been close to them over the years that are no longer around, we were talking about some of the people today. One guy, one of their security guys was killed in a very tragic motorcycle accident. He died from the impact, yet the motorcycle didn't have a single dent or scratch on it. And then there was the fellow that died of natural causes when his plane hit the side of a mountain. And when they did an autopsy on him later on, because they pulled a charred body, and somebody said, that doesn't look right. And they found a bullet hole in the back of his skull. So there's all these murders and yeah, I'll call them murders. I don't care. There's all these things. Yes.
Careful. Careful, Joe. You'll be on a watch list. The other night, I had
I'll be on it.
Thomas S. Schmidt,
I'm already there.
co-host with me. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you hear me?
Do I have to?
He tagged me. He tagged me and tagged Hillary Clinton, too. I was like, that's all on a watch list. Be very careful.
That's funny. Yeah, well, anyway. You know, I think that a lot of people say that Trump's speech was a lot of doom and gloom. I think that was the left pushing that out there. I think it's the media pushing that out there because he's just calling things as they are. We're not safe. You can't swallow the wrong way. I guess you got to use your throat and not your lungs. The economy's in an uproar. We're not safe. Crime is up. You know, what did he say? Did he say crime was down or police killings were down? Somebody told me that said that.
That was Obama that said that today. Bommy Obama says that the violence towards the police is down. Yes.
The man is
since
on drugs.
Time.
He is so on
lunchtime.
It's since lunchtime. What did he eat? Maybe that went to his head. We should check the meal or something.
Yeah.
Look, I just did this story. There have been 13 ambushes this year. There have been 31 cops massacred. Okay, they have been. What do they call that? Ambushed, right? And they're. Police murders and violence are up 44% from last year, and we're only halfway through the year, and this is his FBI stats. The man is a nut job.
Well, in fairness, you know he's actually talking about his Farmville account and not the United States of America. Because this guy comes up with some amazing statistics, and I check the statistics. You know, it's part of my job as a talk show host. You know, also, there's a meme going around right now by Democrats for Obama saying that Obama has cut the deficit by a third. And also it says that on the White House website. But, like, where's the evidence of that?
Oh, you don't have... No. The left never has to have evidence because everything that comes out of their mouth is truth. Don't you know that? So, therefore,
of course.
They don't have to prove anything. The only ones that have to prove anything are us because we're always lying.
Yeah, well, look at Hillary. She can't lie straight in bed.
That was bad.
Why was it?
So, I don't know if you've seen this recent story. You know, is there social justice on Mars? Yes. See? It's galactic, buddy. It isn't local. The NASA plans to create a culture of positive influencers who are empowered to use their privilege wisely. Right? So NASA, if they ever actually do take us to Mars, now we can all rest easy knowing that they're going to be prepared to establish a utopian society.
Are you talking about NASA as in
yes.
the space?
The NASA,
or
yes.
NASA County in Queens? They are
already laying the plan to create a society that's free from the privileges, free from prejudices as we see and have on Earth. Because apparently, they're not going to put human beings on it.
And they're not going to let Democrats in, clearly. Oh.
Well, if they did that, we'd be fine. You know, although I tell you what, if that's, this might work out. No, my mind is racing now. This could be a really good thing. Let them do this. Let's donate to it. And all those libs on the left that say, you know, we should not, that want a safe space, we can rename it. Instead of Mars, we can call it the Intergalactic Safe Space. What do you think? And we'll pay for the way there.
Well, let's call it Benghazi, and then Democrats will never want to discuss it or go there, or, you know.
Benghazi North. Well, I guess they're not North. But
yeah.
Yeah, right? No, this is a real story, that they're actually sitting down, and they're actually calling it. There's money being allocated for this. They're calling it the Diversity Dialogue Project, and they're doing a whole redesign on what they had in mind. So
maybe they could use some of that money that's been going missing from the for the Treasury. That, what is it, $29 billion or something that's missing from the Treasury? You know?
That's just cookie money from, it's like, what's her name, Mr. Department of State lady. What's her name? Oh, Clinton, that's right. I don't know how I forgot that. She misplaced
six. You can't say anything about Hillary Clinton? She's a model citizen.
Yeah, she's a model something. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me. He'll be with me after the break. Don't go far.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
You can't shut these guys up, sir. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, cocaine, that's, you know what, to get through today, you need a lot of it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. No, I'm not advocating drugs, relax. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Hey, if you head up to the website, you can go to Listen Live. There's a pull-down button there. You can find stations, other stations, you find times. If you can't figure out how to maneuver that site, you might not ought to want to be driving. You know what I'm saying? It isn't that hard. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And we get right back to my guest. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Kind of close out the week with him. And he's supposed to be uplifting. You're going to be uplifting, or you're just going to be doing this like downer thing all night?
I'm not doing anything downer. I've been quite positive about Donald Trump. I don't know what else I can say, you know.
Well, let's be, how about we be negative about Ted Cruz? I mean, did he win your heart over the other night with his speech? Did he come out there and get everybody, you know, unify the party like he's been talking about doing? Or was it a big plop?
Well, not that I want to offend any of my fellow conservatives, right? But what a sourpuss, you know? He didn't have to endorse him. He could have just said, you know, please give Donald Trump your vote. I appreciate his upset that Donald said stuff about his dad and his wife and all of these things. But, you know, I said this to you in the break, Joe, and I really do stand by this. We have to now love America more than we dislike things about the candidate. It's too important an issue to be letting petty things get in the way, because otherwise you're giving Hillary those keys to the White House.
Oh, I agree with you. We'll spend more time fighting. You know, look at today. I guess there were tweets going back and forth all over the place today between Trump and what's his face, the grandpa from the Munsters. What's his name?
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, that's him. Anyway, you know, I mean, seriously, you visioned that in your head, didn't you? I'm right, aren't I?
I was humming the theme tune in my brain.
Oh, so anyway, he says, you know, the stuff going back and forth, and I'm thinking, what a waste of energy. Knock it off, you guys, and start, you know, he needs to be pounding, like, Trump needs to be out there pounding away how we need to beat her and not responding to that other idiot.
Yes, absolutely. I think that, I don't think that Ted Cruz did himself any favors. I know there are still Republicans out there that are upset that Ted Cruz wasn't the candidate. And I really want to say something to you. Get over it!
That's true.
I'm sorry, but it is that simple.
Yeah, well, you can't keep this stuff going on. You do have to get over it. This is just nuts on so many levels. I mean, it's like people, look, the people have spoken. You know when you were a kid and you'd be playing baseball and some kid was another kid's balls and bat and glove or what have you, and he'd go, well, if we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that, I'm just going to go home. Hey, you know, you take the soccer ball or the balls of the bat and you couldn't play anymore. That's kind of where this guy's head is at. I didn't get the nomination, so you can all go suck eggs. Oh, by the way, I'll be back in 4 years, and hopefully you vote for me then.
Yeah, there are too many sourpusses around. I mean, maybe him and Chris Christie can go and work for McDonald's. No, don't forget that. Chris Christie couldn't work for McDonald's. That's too much of a temptation.
Yeah, I was going to say he'd get fired for eating the food, you know, for stealing food, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure he couldn't pay the bill back with the kind of food he'd be eating, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, either that or closing down bridges without due care, of course. But let's not go there. Poor Chris Christie.
How do you think?
We love you, Chris.
Yeah, well, don't say we. How do you think Giuliani did? I mean, man, he almost gave the presidential speech if we let him up for any longer.
Yeah, I you know, from what I saw of his speech, I thought that was, you know, I'm sure, in fairness, that Donald Trump wasn't Giuliani's first choice either. But he put on his big boy pads and went out there and he attempted to unify. And I think that's what Ted Cruz should have done. But I think he's done himself and the Republican Party a huge disservice.
I mean, you know, a lot of these people who've known him for years, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, who've known Trump that long, they all say the same thing. You know, Giuliani was saying, look, the guy that you see behind the podium, he's not the guy that we've hang out with and have lunch with and play cards with. He's a much more humble, lighthearted, funny guy. He's totally different. And I've seen that in people that are, you know, what do you want to call it, competitive. When they get out there and they're going for a job or they're going for doing a bid or what have you, they're like animals. We see it in our friends that run for office. They become totally different people when they're running for office. You're going, oh, my God, I've never known this person before. Because they're fighting to win. I think that brings on a different attitude, don't you?
I do, too. And I think that, you know, you can't question, you know, early on, I questioned his motivations for running. But, you know, it's got very heated now because he's the candidate. He's accepted the candidacy. So it just got real. It just got very real. And you know, I keep coming back to the same thing, Joe, but I think that it's very imperative to note that this is a two-horse race. It's either Donald or Hillary. And if you're not going to get behind the Republican candidate, then basically you're supporting Hillary. Wow, did I just say that?
I believe I wish I'd known you were going down that road. I would have pulled up all the clips from when you and I were talking about not being on the Trump train.
I know.
You know was, yeah.
But I'm allowed to evolve, you know. That's part of the American way. We are allowed. I never said never. I just said not right now, you know.
I hear you, yeah.
And you know, my friend Donald and our relationship has evolved, and I'm going to go and have a cup of tea with Donald and Melania, and she's going to get out the best China!
You won't You're stuck with that, aren't you? You can't get past that, can you? Yeah.
Even when he wins, if he wins, I'm going to still be saying, President Trump, China!
Yeah, he does. They must have beat him at something. They must have really beat him bad at something.
Yeah.
For him to do that.
Yeah.
So you were Mr. Compassion a while back. We were talking about the refugees and, you know, some of the people that were honestly looking to get out and what have you. But, you know, when you look at what happened in Germany, you've got 1.1 million refugees in Germany. I think they've taken more than anybody else. And you see what's going on there. I mean, you really, I'm sorry, I'm almost at 100% with Donald in saying, look, stop. Put these people in camps. Put them in the vet, what is it, the old military bases that we've closed down. If they're good enough for our soldiers, they're good enough for refugees, until every single one of them can be vetted. I did not know that the European Union doesn't allow you to do a deep vetting of these people before you let them in. There are some simple questions you get to ask, some simple things you look at, and then they're in. Just crazy.
But, you know, the other concern with regards to Europe is with the way that the European Union has been, you can travel anywhere in Europe now if you're from Europe or the UK without any border check. And that is a worry.
Yeah.
It really is a worry. And I think that has added to the fact that some refugees have gone to Europe and have been able to kind of travel quite freely. Should we be compassionate? Of course we should. But safety above all is imperative. And if that means that we have to be a little bit less compassionate to make Americans safe, then that's what we've got to do.
I'm with you.
Think of pleasing everybody else, Joe. America has to come first, and we're in a mess, and people are taking advantage of that. And if you're not with us, you're against us. And I think it's imperative right now that we keep Americans safe, and then we'll look at other people after that. Thank you.
Yeah, well said. Do we have an applause meter? No. Okay. All right. So, you know, I'm not asking you this question for any reason in particular. One of the most unexpected names on the Republican National Convention speaker roster was Peter Thiel. Venture capitalist, entrepreneur, and he's openly gay. And, you know, some of the...
No.
Well, I don't know.
Like the guy who wants
is there a way to be? Is there a way to be closely gay or something? I don't know. I'm not familiar with the different terms.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are closeted out there.
Still closeted?
Sure.
Are they? Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, it's not... I don't think it carries the same stigma at all that it carried, I don't know, 20 years ago, I guess, 15 years ago. I mean, come on.
I don't think it's not about stigma. It's actually about, you know, some places if you are openly gay, you would be treated differently, whether that be in employment or place that you live or whatever. But yeah, I kind of
you
know all this about that Donald's not pro-gay. You know,
it's a joke.
I as a gay person trust him far more than Hillary. He's not taking money from people that are throwing gays off roofs and beheading them simply for being gay.
Well, so, all right.
You know,
so you got less than
there. Check your candidate.
Yeah, you got less than a minute. You pandering or honest? I mean, they honestly want like you just said. You know, he is fine with the gay and lesbian, you know, lifestyle and community and what have you, or was he just pandering?
No, I don't think he's pandering because I know people that have known him for 30 years and he's never had an issue about it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of men, like real men, are sometimes a little bit hands-off with regards to gay people and, you know, say backs against the wall and things like that, but I don't get that impression with him.
What do you mean real men? I'm a real man.
Yeah, anyway. But I think most average guys that are not gay have an issue with gay men, or a lot of them do.
You're going to get cut off, buddy. It's XanderGibb.com, right? Everything can be found at XanderGibb.com. Hey, I'm Joe Messina.
Go there now.
Go there. Yeah, don't wait till I'm done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes on GCN Live.